Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly Live. Got a good one for you today because is this the death of retail and fast food? Are we just seeing this all wrapped up into one? Kind of a bonus video for you guys today. A bunch of breaking news and all this stuff. I wanted to get out here and get this video to you. Like, subscribe, email me hello@iallegedly.com if you ever get anything like this that's relevant. Okay, Target. Target just announced their new CEO, a 49-year-old man who works there, Michael Fiddelke, and the stock dropped a ton because Target has nothing but problems right now. Sales are off. They did a Bud Light to themselves last year, 2 years ago, that they've never recovered from. And, you know, there's a great article, except for one line, out of the New York Post. And the article will be the first one below, talking about how Target is cheap chic. And it's a great place to go for value and high-end merchandise. Have you ever thought of Target that way? If it would save my life, I've never thought of Target as cheap chic. You know, I don't know. I hear stuff like this and it drives me crazy. But investors and analysts and everybody in the retail space was really upset that they didn't try to pull, you know, a retail guru out, and they just brought some guy from within, and he's going to be CEO in 6 months from now. So you're going to have more of the same for the next 6 months. They're getting clobbered. Sales are down. Sales are a ton. School sales are supposed to be off right now. Kids are back in school in some areas. In my area right now, we've got kids back in school. And the school sales so far have been lackluster, to say the least. Now, when my kids were younger and we went, Target was the go-to place because you'd save a fortune on all that stuff. And now it'll be interesting to see if that is the way it goes. And I was talking to my daughter last night about how when we went to a public school for them in elementary school, and they had to wear uniforms, and the best place to get them was Target at the time, and the kids hated wearing them, but everybody was the same, and you didn't have anybody who was from a wealthier family dressing up or any of that nonsense, whatever. Okay, so Target's got issues right now. The stock is getting clobbered. The place is getting clobbered. They have a deal that I talked about with Ulta. Remember the high-end makeup? They have those in stores. And I'm like, well, I haven't seen one of those. And then I realized it's a couple cities away. They've got the list of Ulta stores, but they're getting rid of this because it hasn't worked out. And the theft is insane. When I was in Vegas last week, remember I showed you guys that video of walking in the CVS and, oh, you want deodorant? Well, you got to walk in this separate area that's got its own little guard and its own little turnstile. And you're getting videotaped inside this area so you don't steal, you know, shaving cream or, you know, deodorant. It was insane. So with that being said, that place had problems, and that's what they're seeing with the Ulta right now. The Ulta stores right now are having such theft problems. And you can read the article below on this as well. They have one store that had $10,000 worth of merchandise stolen from it. $10,000 worth of makeup, $20, $25, to the tune of $10,000. Now that's insane, guys. It's too much. It's too much. My friend Dave sends me over a story today about, Costco. Is this the death cross for Costco and its Costco stock? Is it time to panic? And it's funny, when he sent me that story, I was in a Costco, and I'm, pull over to the side and I'm reading this, and I'm like, Costco's got a real problem right now. You know, it's not a good deal anymore. It's not good value. It's not really inexpensive. They sell a lot of stuff by the pound now. So you go and, as a single guy, and, I really would like to get the cashew chicken, and you can't get it because it's 5 pounds of it, and it's only $9.99 a pound. So I'm not going to spend $50 on, cashew chicken when I can go to my local takeout place and spend, a third of that and get a portion that'll be good for a couple days. It's crazy. But Costco's got a real problem on its hands. And do you get rid of employees? Do you cut back? What do you do to get more value out of Costco? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with all these places. I just think that the middle class is getting wiped out right now, completely wiped out. When I talk to friends with kids that are still in school that have these problems, that's what they're experiencing. It's so expensive. You want a kid in sports right now? That's the thing. You guys that have kids in sports, let us know what the insurance is costing this year. Let us know what fees you have for baseball and for football and stuff like that. You know, you're cross country. Oh, you want your kid to take the bus with the other players? The last time I did it, it was $200 for my son to do that. And then when he added another sport, they tried to tell me I had to pay for two bus passes, and I lost my mind with that. So let me know how expensive that is, and I'll share it with everybody, because it's just too much. So fast food-wise, here's one thing that we're seeing with fast food. McDonald's is going to go to a lower value, you know, a lower priced value menu again. They're going to lower the price of their combos. And here's the funny thing. The average combo that's $10, they think that in September, they will drop it to $8.50. Where is it? Where is there a combo meal for $10 at McDonald's? I see $12. I see $14. I see things like that. If you want a soda that's the size of a thimble, then you get that. But again, this is insane that they're having to do this. They're not going to bring the value menu back. It's never coming back. It's never going to come to where somebody dead broke could walk in there with a dollar and get himself some type of a burger between a bun. That's never going to happen. And McDonald's doesn't want to admit that. You're seeing places like I went to good old Arby's because somebody wrote me and said, you got to try their new roast beef sandwich. That's the cheesesteak, the new Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich. That and a drink, $17. I'm like, why don't I go to the Philly cheesesteak place and get a real one instead of this crap that made me sick and nauseous? So again, crazy. Buddy of mine was with me yesterday and says, hey, I have a coupon for Carl's Jr. Do you like Carl's Jr., Dan? I'm not that hungry. Let's go get the Western Bacon Cheeseburger deal, and we'll go get that, and I get a free Western Bacon Cheeseburger with this coupon. Western Bacon Cheeseburger combo with a drink, $16. Okay? So it's not going back, guys, to $9. It's just not going to happen. And what you're seeing is that, you know, here it is. What comes next? What comes next? You are seeing more and more retailers talking to me about how, hey, Dan, we've got, you know, Halloween is out in summertime. It's just a matter of days until we get the Thanksgiving stuff out. And then once the Thanksgiving stuff comes out, you know, Christmas is right behind it. You will see Christmas in September, they're telling us this year. Not just Costco, which always does it. And I go out there and get pictures taken at Costco every September when I see the trees and all that nonsense that early. You're going to see it everywhere this year because of the desperation on their hand, on all these retailers' hands. So I really think that these people think that we're all stupid. You know, the Ulta partnership, Kohl's did it with Sephora, and they copied Sephora, you know, and now, you know, Target's realizing this was a huge mistake. Having this, I mean, I don't, their thinking was this: a woman's going to walk in here and spend $80 on makeup, and then she's going to go buy clothes at Target. And women that spend high-end money are at Nordstrom's down the street. They're not buying it from Target, guys. I hate to break that to you. I tell you, 1,000 women I've dated that don't shop at Target for their clothes. Maybe a bathing suit, maybe stuff like that here and there, but nothing that they're going to wear out and about. Family Dollar in Kansas City, Missouri, had such a rundown store, think about this, that a roof collapsed and killed a guy over the weekend because of the neglect of the store. Three other people were injured at the soffit. Read that story below. But again, guys, this is what you're seeing. You're seeing the death of retail. You're seeing, hey, retail numbers are up. Everybody's doing great. Really? Prove it. Prove it. You know? They're talking about a death cross with Costco stock. They're talking about sales dropping dramatically. You're not going to Costco? People don't have the extra money, guys. People don't have the extra money. They are buying the essentials. They're not going out to dinner. They're not going to places like Applebee's and crap like that. McDonald's is doomed in the sense that, what do you want to eat? As a single guy, I do that as a last resort. I'm not going to go eat a meal there to consider it healthy. You know, the health ranger would shoot me, okay? He'd show up from Texas, okay? Anyways, the point is, guys, is that it's done, okay? People need to take better care of themselves. People need to get some exercise. People need to just go out and about and walk. You know, I had a great report sent to me. And it said that if you do 1,000 steps a day, you lower your risk of heart disease by 17%. And you know how many people don't walk, don't move? You know, when I used to run, I ran 5 miles a day. I could do it in an hour. And it was great. I mean, it was fantastic. And the older you get, you slow down, your joints hurt, you're being told not to do that stuff. But it doesn't, you don't have to run. You can walk. You got to go out and you got to have some fitness in your life and eat properly. So what are the retailers going to go out of business? We've seen the malls. You've seen the stores. They're going to start closing some of these stores. And it's not going to be a surprise to any of us when you see this. But when you see places like Family Dollar that are just being neglected and people don't want to go there because they're run down and dirty, it's despicable, man. It's terrible. Management needs to be held responsible for stuff like this. Let me know what you think, guys, about all this. Who's going down next? Do you think Target's in serious trouble? I do. I think Costco's in serious trouble, believe it or not. But McDonald's, the writing's been on the wall for a very good time now because people don't want it. People want value and they want decent food and they want chicken that's not pressed out of some science experiment. Hit the like button, subscribe. Let me know what you think about this. The email address is hello@iallegedly.com. But let me know what you think about this stuff, guys, because I think it's done. I think that you're going to see people between now and the end of the year, they will not make it to Black Friday. That's what you're going to see. Okay, let's play a game, guys. Who's not going to make it to Black Friday this year? Seriously. And is Black Friday a big deal? I don't think it is. I think it's done now, guys. So let me know what you think. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and I'll see you very soon.